Greetings, Meltopians. Are you looking to delve deeper into the world of Meltopia? Then check out our Patreon, where you can find written mythos pieces, world maps, found footage, art, Patreon-exclusive shows, and more. Just go to patreon.com/Meltopia and join one of our tiers for access to great new content. Brave the forbidden and embrace the darkness.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
To neither the physical nor the spectral, and yet I am beholden to both. I imagine my moment of something about it.
There's nothing to see in the blackness, my dear. Just more blackness. Just more blackness.
Dr. Salowin, are you all right?
Come home, Vance, wake up!
Dr. Salowin, can you hear me? Come on, you old coo!
Yes. I'm awake now. What?
You were found at the site passed out. Doc Matherian, Fiona, and Athos found you.
No. Wait a minute. They were gone. I was attacked. Yes, I remember now. I was attacked by one of you. Your moth people, one of you are closed.
I assure you, Dr. Salowen, Dark Matherian, Fiona, and Athos would not leave their post. As for the Eclosed, well, you wouldn't be here if your accusation were true. I'm sure the process was exhausting, perhaps leading to some stress-associated imaginings.
Do not patronize me, monstrous. I have done many such procedures and have never suffered hallucinations before. Your Eclosed threatened to collapse the tunnel and make my death look like an accident.
If that were true, then why are the tunnels still intact? And why are you alive? Certainly it would not threaten you so specifically, attack you, and then leave you alive.
Well, I suppose.
I think I've heard enough. Motherian Vernace, would you come outside with me for a moment? I need to have a word with you privately.
I see no reason to have a private conversation.
Now, or you and your people will not like the outcome.
Very well. What is the meaning of this?
Your people did abandon their post. The Eclosed did attack Vance, and the only reason he's alive is because you commanded it to stop. Then you had Fiona and Athol bring him upstairs, where you concocted this little narrative.
No, that is...
That is what happened, Vernice. You could say I have a knack for hearing the truth and sussing out lies. Now, I already warned Mothboy once, but since he seems to listen to you, I'm gonna tell you, back the fuck off. If one of your people try to harm one of mine again, I'll make sure this whole enclave of yours is nothing but a fucking smoking crater when we leave. Do you understand, Mothstress Vernice?
Yes, I understand.
Good. I'm glad we could have this little heart-to-heart. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to collect my colleague and friend. I think we're done here, Vance.
But they...
There was a misunderstanding. However, I think Mothstress Vernice and her people have a much clearer idea of the situation now.
Oh, I see. Well then, we should be off. Hey, I need to report my findings.
Sounds good to me.
I'm sorry, Vance. I can't believe that happened to you. Fucking religious zealots and their dogmatic doctrines always trying to dominate and dumb people down. The orthodoxy of ontological falsehoods is like a virus infecting one ignorant mind after the next, conniving, converting, and canonizing their counterfeit faiths to subdue, subjugate, and enslave their congregants. It's gotta be stopped, man.
Thank you for your concern, Felix, but I'm all right. I don't think they'll try anything again. Plus, we've done what we came here to do. I can't see much reason to stay any longer.
Was your examination enlightening?
Indeed, you are right, Richard. Discarnate energy does not follow the typical rules here. Rather than dispersing, it conserves within the body and is used for both a spiritual and physical metamorphosis. For these people, these followers of the protocols of the Black Moth, they do not truly die, but rather transform upon death. Provided they follow the protocols, of course.
Interesting. Very interesting. So, discordant energy can be converted. That's...
Are you all right, Gretchen? You seem...
I'm fine. I'd like to read your report once you're done, if you don't mind.
Certainly, Gretchen.
In what other wondrous things did you see while you were deep diving into their deceased's inner life?
Oh, well... I saw the Black Moth, but more than that, I saw a vision. something the Black Moth showed her followers. The stars, they were all wrong, out of place. I don't know what it means, but it was dreadful. Perhaps. Never mind. But this Black Moth is indeed preparing them for a second darkness. Felix was right about that.
Well, let's hope this giant moth thing is wrong. Another darkness is the last thing we fucking need. I don't think we'll be having any more problems with these Motherians. I made the consequences of another fiasco like today pretty clear to the Mothstress.
I'm curious what the Esoterium is going to do with this data. I mean, why are they interested in these guys? Do they see them as a potential threat? It's all secrets and subterfuge, whispers in dark alleyways, alcoves, and annexed archives. Men in Black type shit, you know? It's all hush-hush, brush it under the carpet stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if when we left, the protocols of the Black Moth just disappeared, man. Yeah, just disappeared. Black-bagged and shipped off to the conversion concentration camps. Systematically segregated into groups, genetically farmed, psychically branded, harvested for organs. There's no telling, man.
I'm not sure they're quite that nefarious, Felix. But I do see your point. What the hell do they want with these people? It could just be basic research, that's true. But in my experience, the Esoterium doesn't do anything without a reason. One they rarely divulge.
Well, I'm going to go to my room and type up the report. Gretchen, I'll print you out a copy once I've finished. Good evening, everyone.
Well, while he's doing that, why don't the rest of you complete your reports and turn them in to me? I'll compile them in a package and send them off once Vance has finished his. Does that sound good?
Of course.
It's been too long. How you doing, old boy?
I'm good, Marius. I'm good. How's everything going there? They still keeping you busy?
Of course. No rest for the wicked, as they say. I recently had an assignment in Murgots. That was an experience.
The City of Terrible Deaths. Whatever did they want you there for?
Well, we're trying to discern the nature of the death there. And if this supposed angel, Murgo, has anything to do with it. We're still gathering the data, but you didn't call to hear me go on about things. What's going on?
Yes. Well, it's a bit... I may just be losing my mind.
Aren't we all? But seriously, no need to be shy about it. I'm sure between the two of us, we've heard everything.
You remember Elgenon? Elgenon Thornmire, right?
Yeah, he was, you two worked closely together, right?
He was my partner.
Yes, that's right. He was the one that we lost in Tartarus. I'm sorry, Vance, I forgot.
No need. It's just I've been receiving these phone calls and... Well, at first I just heard static, but then... Marius, I could have sworn I heard his voice.
Whose?
Elgenon.
Vance, I know you two were close, but... That place...
We never found his body.
I know, but... How could he... After all these years, how could he come back?
With all the things we've learned about death, Marius, surely it's possible. It's...
Not with that place, Vance. I'm sorry, but he's gone. Whoever's calling you is either playing a cruel joke or it's something else. Let's hope it's the former rather than the latter. It wasn't your fault, old boy. we didn't expect. Well, what happened? Places like that, they can't be predicted.
I know. I don't know what to think. Yeah, he was saying some stuff beforehand.
Like what?
Just weird. Yeah, it's nothing. It's nothing. I'm sorry to have bothered you.
It's not a bother, Vance. Just try to let it go. Can you call me anytime, you hear?
I will. Thanks, Marius. Take care.
Malthus Vernace, but why are you here?
May I come in?
Well, of course. Is everything okay?
No, I'm afraid not.
What's going on?
My people are scared, angry, and it seems they have taken things into their own hands, despite my orders. They do not understand the extent of the Esoterium's power, and so have performed more rituals to summon the Eclosed to run you out of town.
Oh, Christ, Vernace, I warned you.
I have done my best to keep them in adherence, but you must understand what you have required of them. Us violates all that we stand for. They are people of principle, not practicality.
Oh, God damn it.
You have made all your inquiries and examined the body. There is no need for your presence any longer. I'm asking you, begging you, to leave tonight before there is any bloodshed. If you stay,
we'll be killed. And as retaliation, the Esoterium will exterminate your people and destroy the town.
Yes, I love my community, Miss Vespertine. They're good people. They're just frightened. Please, leave before they doom themselves.
All right. I'll gather up the team and the security detail and see if we can vacate tonight. But it's gonna take some doing. In the meantime, do what you can to calm them down and delay whatever they're planning. Can you do that?
Yes, I believe I can, Miss Vespertine. Thank you.
Don't thank me yet, but you're welcome. I don't want to see anything happen to your people either. But we need to hurry, so let's go.
Of course.
Oh, fuck. Everyone! Come out here! We have an emergency! Come on, in my room!
What is it?
What's going on, Helena?
I just got a visit from Malthus Vernace with some concerning news. Long story short, we need to pack up and leave tonight. The people have apparently taken things into their own hands and are trying to summon these Eclosed to get rid of us.
Do they not understand what the Esoterium will do to them if they attack us?
Vernace tried to talk sense into them, but they aren't listening. Zealots being zealots and all. She's trying to calm them down as we speak, but we need to beat feet as fast as possible, for both our sake and theirs. I don't want these people's blood on my hands.
Right, I'll get my stuff.
Me too.
Okay, while you're all packing, I'm gonna inform security that we need to vacate immediately. Speaking of which, where the hell are Emilio and Fitzroy?
I believe they're outside having a cigarette. There are no dangers more perilous in the post-darkness world than secondhand smoke.
Jesus Christ. I'm gonna have to write a nasty letter to our benefactors about getting some real fucking security if we're gonna be dealing with this kind of shit.
Don't worry, Miss Vespertine. I'll fetch Tango and Cash and send them in.
Thank you, Mom.
Of course. Hello? Why, Mr. Cole, just the man I wanted to see. Who are you? You're one of the interlopers, aren't you? Yes, but you've got bigger problems, Mr. Cole. Under your very roof, it seems someone's been naughty in the Cole household. What are you? What are you talking about? Get off my... You've had your suspicions, of course. Lillian spending so much time at the church with him, Mora Gerald. But being a man of the cloth, he would never, you tell yourself. Yet, as with all those we look up to, they are destined to let us down. Will you, Mora Gerald and Lillian? How do you... Oh yes, they're quite the rabbits, those two, boffing anywhere and any time they can. Quite frankly, I'm impressed Mr. Gerald has all that energy, given his age and all. They even occupied your bed once. He wouldn't. A man who can't keep his house isn't a man at all, Brian. Transgressions of such significance require serious consequences. They laughed at you as they cavorted, mocked your ignorance during their flights of passion. The whole city knows. They laugh at you behind your back, even as you walk down the street with her hand in yours, oblivious. But such people cannot be true followers of the protocols. Therefore, they should be punished, shouldn't they? Eliminated from the world for betraying you, embarrassing you. Yeah, they betrayed me, mocked me. He slept with my wife, violated the sanctity. You deserve revenge, Brian. But a wise man waits for the ideal time. Tonight, while they're gathering and walking towards the inn, they'll all be together. Show them your vengeance then. Show them all. I will, but what about Lillian? Oh, God. My Lillian. Oh, you can take care of her now if you like. Just keep it quiet. Good luck, Brian.
Thank you.
We should call the high ups about this,
No, you keep them out of it. There's no reason to bother them with such petty details. We got what we wanted. We're just leaving a bit earlier, is all.
But
nothing. You were told to follow our orders, yes?
Well, yes.
Then do what you're told and finish packing everyone up. I want to get out of here as soon as possible. You got that?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Now get to it.
We almost ready?
Getting there. Everyone packed up?
I think so.
Where's Mum? I haven't seen him since he sent Tweedledee and Tweedledum up.
He came back a bit ago. I think he's talking to Gretchen.
Of course he is.
What?
Nothing.
Jesus, look at that!
The lights. The goddamn moon. They're being blotted out by moss.
Oh, Jesus Christ! Everyone in the trucks, now!
Fuck! They're getting closer. Can you hear the wings? There's a bunch of them. Oi, Moro Gerald.
How you like that, you son of a bitch? Who's laughing now? In the rest of you knew. You were laughing at me. The hell fought in time. Well, fought you. Fought you all.
What the fuck was that? Never mind. Go. Go.
Obscuary is a Maltopia production. Today's episode was written by Stephen Anzalone. It was performed by Aubrey Akers, Steve Anzalone, and Kelly Bear. Editing was done by Walker Kornfeld, and audio production was done by Stephen Anzalone. Be sure to check us out at maltopia.com. Also, be sure to follow us on social media such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Simply type in MAELTOPIA. If you like the show, please rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever podcast platform you prefer. And to further support us and gain access to exclusive art, stories, and podcasts, check us out at Patreon at www.patreon.com/Maltopia.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.